Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled Treasure the Moments, was written by Po Fong Chia. Su Dong Po, also known as Su Shi, was one of China's greatest poets and essayists. While in exile, gazing upon a full moon, he wrote a poem to describe how much he missed his brother. We rejoice and grieve, gather and leave, while the moon waxes and wanes. Since times of old, nothing remains perfect, he writes. May our loved ones live long, beholding this beautiful scene together, though thousands of miles apart. His poem carries themes found in the book of Ecclesiastes. The author, known as the teacher, observed that there is a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. By pairing two contrasting activities, the teacher, like Su Dong Po, seems to suggest that all good things must inevitably come to an end. As Su Dong Po saw the waxing and waning of the moon as another sign that nothing remains perfect, the teacher also saw in creation God's providential ordering of the world he'd made. God oversees the course of events, and he has made everything beautiful in its time. Life may be unpredictable and sometimes filled with painful separations, but we can take heart that everything takes place under God's gaze. We can enjoy life and treasure the moments, the good and the bad, for our loving God is with us. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 14. There is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under the heavens, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. What do workers gain from their toil? I have seen the burden God has laid on the human race. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart. Yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. I know that there is nothing better for people than to be happy and to do good while they live, that each of them may eat and drink and find satisfaction in all their toil. This is the gift of God. I know that everything God does will endure forever. Nothing can be added to it and nothing taken from it. God does it so that people will fear him. Let's pray. Thank you, loving Father, for watching over all seasons of our life. Help us to trust in you, no matter what, and enjoy the life you've given us, and help us to share your gift of new life with those we encounter every day. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.